With prayer and petition, pray at all times in the Spirit, making supplications for all the saints. Some of my best prayers are this one. Shabba! Shabba-da-da! Ha-da-da-shandai! Holy cow! La-da-shamba-na-na-ki! Da-da-da-shanda-hi-da-ki-da-shamba! We were doing a seminar. Do you know I forget which antiperspirant that says never let them see you sweat. What was that, Secret or whatever one it is? Anyway, okay. Well, we're doing a seminar. We pull up all these people. They start having the on the ground and the screaming and the slithering. I mean, it's like all these people. And it's me and Faith and all these people. So we get a couple more people up. And I'm thinking, don't let them see you panic. So in the place, it was like, Shabba, holy, help. There's that place sometimes where it's like it catches you off guard, and your best prayer is, Ho manana ki darasha, darasha manda. However you speak in tongues. Because what it does is it gets me out of me, and all of a sudden I'm okay. Holy Spirit can figure this one out. Doesn't matter that there's 25 of them and two of us. He can take care of them all. We were at open mic night a couple Fridays ago. Oh, very scary. We walk in. And this guy is doing his Tai Chi dragon 10-minute sermon on the red dragon, the blue dragon, the green dragon, the whoever dragon, and his Tai Chi stuff. And I walk in the room, and instantly I have a headache. I'm like, oh, golly, we gotta sit through this guy again. Okay? It's not too hard to discern that atmosphere. It is coming at you. It is his proselytizing of his religious stuff. And I chose to step out of the room. You know, there are times when, you know, it's like I'm not willing to engage the spirit realm that's there. You know, there are times it's not my job. Okay? Well, he gets done. We come back, Steve and I sit down, and now he's standing behind us, getting all of his stuff in his, you know, taking forever, wasn't he? And even my husband was like, Shabba. I'm like, Shandarakira. I mean, I'm just going to town. I'm really quiet, but I'm thinking, dude, you are now in my space. And you could feel the atmosphere shifting, and we're taking authority over it as we were in there. Martha was there. And you can feel these things. It is interesting to watch the shifting of the atmospheres. Then we got through the alien abductee guitar player. I kid you not. He gets done and he says, this was what I learned when I was abducted by aliens and they worked on my teeth. I'm just like, no wonder I felt insanity when he got up there. I thought it was me wanting to scream and run out of the room. Okay, all right, okay, be back. Okay. So I do want you to understand that as you learn to discern, you're not always supposed to take authority over it. Okay? This is not for you to run around and have this new flag that you plant everywhere. This is my moon. This is my land. That's awesome. Okay? Ask the Lord. Am I to do something about that, or am I just not to come under it? Okay? I'm going to, as I summarize, I'm going to have you guys stand at different times, and we're going to break some stuff off of you guys and expect it to break. Okay? When you have done all to stand, stand. When you've done all to stand, when you have discerned correctly good and evil, when you have spoken in the way and say, you know what? I didn't walk in with you, not taking you home. And by the way, I'm not waiting for you to torment me while I'm here. So no, not partnering with you. I send you back. You go away now. A couple years ago, they used to have talk to the hand. You know, little kids, talk to the hand. Now it's like talk to the pinky. You're not even worthy of the hand.